Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Leonard Skinner, oh my goodness, yes, Sweet Home Alabama. And I'll tell you what, this show just got real fun in today's edition. I feel like, you know, we did that show on election night, Paul and George, when in the middle of the show, one of our callers called in and said, hey, look, Kelso, look at the numbers. It's there. Trump's the president.
And you brought it up, so hey, William from Montana, come back, mate. You can talk to me. I won't bite your head off. You made a great prediction on election night.
Yeah, well, no, this was somebody else. We're talking about somebody else, George. But the
was I?
Yes. Yeah.
Okay, so, I got that wrong.
William is bye-bye. William is bye-bye. But anyway, the but he still keeps listening to the show. So thank you, William, for listening. The my goodness, this has that feeling. I'm telling you, the tweet is gone. There's no announcement. There's nothing on the. There's no announcement on WhiteHouse.gov, even though it was on TV for Rich. Rich, would you do us a favor?
Sure.
Keep us informed. See if the you saw the TV announcement that there would be a rally. Was it yesterday or today?
Yesterday I saw it, and I looked on WHNT's website, and it said that the location was to be announced. But maybe they're gonna cancel. I hope.
I'm telling you what, the tweet is gone, my friend. So let us know. Please call the show, and you can call me. Let me give you my phone number. It's 701. Have you got a pencil handy?
No, not right yet. How about if I just call the board operator later on?
Okay. Well, it's the number is it's all over the web. It's my cell phone is 701-317-5317. And up here in North Dakota, just call me at home or call the show and let us know what you hear locally in Huntsville. Because if the rally's off, they're going to talk about it in Huntsville. It's going to make the local news in a way that it won't make the national news. So I like all that. TBA to be announced, that's good too. It means nobody lined anything up. So I love this, Rich, and I love your call. I love the detail you gave us about the ads, the lying ads, no wall for Roy Moore. What a dirty trick by Mitch McConnell. And I love the detail you gave us about Huntsville and the scene there. You are the listener of the day. Rich.
Well, thanks. I was just going to say one other thing. Sean Hannity, he used to live here in Huntsville and had a radio show.
Oh, so, interesting.
Yeah, so there's a sandwich shop that used to frequent right downtown area. So, yeah, there's a lot of, quote, history going on around here. It's just kind of a crazy the way all that stuff, like I said, is lining up, and I think it would probably be best not to come here, to tell you the truth. But
it'd be great for him to come, but not to endorse Luther Strange, just to come to endorse his own program. Donald Trump doesn't need to endorse Luther Strange or anybody else in the race. he does need to keep being Donald Trump. And so if he wants to come to Huntsville for another great Rock'em Sock'em rally, that would be great. Boy, Rich, thank you very much. I really appreciate it, and I look forward to your update from Huntsville.
Well, thank you, and all I can say is we need to pray for the country and pray that God will guide Donald Trump in the right direction.
Amen, brother. So long. All right, now we're going to turn to a little bit of fun here. I know I've got Murr waiting and Ed. I want to just give everybody in the audience here a little bit of fun. So here comes a little audio clip. We got to keep these short for copyright reasons, folks. So just a little short little clip, and then I'm going to have a really funny. I'm going to go back to Donald Trump's Twitter account and give you all a good laugh. Here's a little audio. Okay, so a little Elton John there, not my favorite singer with Rocket Man, but here's why I played that. Let's see here. Where is it? I got to find it. Go to Donald Trump's Twitter account. He has a tweet here. You'll love this, guys. Let's see here. I'm going to find it for you. Well, I'll give you his most recent tweet. Well, no, let me not confuse you. I'm going to give you the tweet that relates to that song. He says, come on, I'll find it. Don't worry, it's right here. He says, this is 9 hours ago. He tweeted, is it 9 hours? Boy, are these things out of order here? Oh my gosh, his tweet is still there. Oh, his Twitter account is not in order. The tweets are out of order. 22 hours ago, he did tweet, I will be in Huntsville, Alabama on Saturday night, to support Luther Strange for Senate. Big Luther is a great guy who gets things done. So, oh boy, gee whiz, I've got egg all over my face. That tweet is still there. So, but now I'll give you the funny one that relates to Elton John. He said 9 hours ago in a tweet, he said, I spoke with President Moon of South Korea last night. I asked him how Rocket Man is doing. That's the dictator of North Korea, of course. And then he says, long lines forming in North Korea. Too bad. Let's see here. Let me find some other good tweets here that are recent. I don't know why his tweets are out of order. What's going on here?
While you're searching on that, there was an interesting Huffington Post story yesterday. Right. And it's about a recent poll about the views of Americans, and it's very interesting. The report, as usual, is it's standard lamestream media editorializing. But I'm going to go through a bit of it because I take some comfort from it. A new poll in the wake of the violence at Charlottesville finds that while Americans say they oppose racism and white nationalism, many still appear to hold far-right white supremacist views. Well, you know, white supremacists and white nationalists are not the same thing. But the Ipsos poll for Thomson Reuters and the University of Virginia Center for Politics was conducted in August 21st and September the 5th. These are some of the findings. While there is relatively little national endorsement of neo-Nazis and white supremacists, of course, that's not the same thing. There are troubling levels of support for certain racially charged ideas and attitudes frequently expressed by extremist groups, known as the editorializing. Okay. While the vast majority of Americans polled expressed support for racial equality when asked in so many words, 70% strongly agree that all races are equal, and 89% agree that all races should be treated equally. You see, people basically repeat back the slogans they've heard. And, of course, if you think about it for more than 30 seconds, the races are not equal. I think everybody can agree all races should be treated equally. Yeah. Okay, but now we get into the good stuff. 31% of Americans polled strongly or somewhat agree that, quote, America must protect and preserve its white European heritage. Now, that's supposedly a white supremacist point of view. That is simply a healthy point of view. Of course we want to preserve our heritage.
And what was the percentage on that, Paul?
31%.
Okay.
For instance, while only 8% of respondents said they supported white nationalism as a group or movement, a far larger percentage said they supported viewpoints widely held by white supremacist groups. See, they constantly dance back and forth between white nationalists, white supremacists, Nazi, blah, blah, blah. 31% of Americans polled strongly support, I'm sorry, okay, I've already mentioned that. There's some other...
That was strongly support. Was there a mild support number two?
No.
See, because there's another number behind that. If they had 31% strongly support, there's another number right behind it that's also support, and they didn't give that to you.
Here it gets really interesting. In many cases, the majority of respondents seem to agree with more conservative viewpoints. When it came to the debate about removing Confederate monuments, for instance, 57% said they think the statue should remain in public places. And that, of course, is what the rally in Charlottesville was all about. It wasn't, we're for Adolf Hitler or whites are supreme. It was to preserve our history. That seems to be largely forgotten. Touching on the recent heated debate surrounding the free speech versus hate speech, the poll found a majority of Americans, 59%, agreed with the statement that political correctness threatens our liberty as Americans to speak our minds, a view often touted by conservative leaders, including Donald
Trump. Now, what was that number?
59% believe political correctness threatens our liberty. Even support for interracial marriage, 50 years after the landmark Supreme Court decision of Loving versus Virginia, isn't as widespread as one might think. Around one in six Americans, or 16%, strongly or somewhat agreed that marriage should only be allowed between people of the same race. Now, that is a very sneaky way to ask the question. Well, marriage should only be allowed between people of the same race. That sounds like government legislation. Now, I'm opposed to miscegenation. I think it's wrong and immoral, but I don't think the state should rule. So somebody right. like me would probably not have voted for it. It's very sneaky.
The more open way to ask the question was, do you favor marriage between races?
Yeah, and
do you think marriage between races is a good idea?
And then the head of the NAACP Legal Defense Fund, Janai Nelson, said calling out extremist white supremacist neo-Nazis is an important but very low bar for where we should be as a society at this stage of our democracy. So anyway, that there's still all these attitudes out there. I read the report, and the report just dances all over the place, confusing white nationalism and white supremacy and neo-Nazism and then far right. But when you actually ask policy questions, Americans are a lot, I think are pretty solid.
Yes. Now, this is who put this out, Paul?
This is Huffington.
It's Huffington published it. Who did the survey?
It was an Ipsos poll for Thomson Reuters and the University of Virginia Center for Politics. So it's Ipsos.
Okay. Now, if I may make a comment on this, just the part that you gave us, that was a very good synopsis. I believe it reinforces a point I've been making recently. Well, actually, I've been making it for quite a few years, but I've emphasized it recently. And that is this. There is a, and this is what I believe was the great mistake at Charlottesville. There is a tremendous support among average white people, just regular middle class, salt of the earth white folks, do want to save, do want to perpetuate their own kind, do want to keep their communities the way they were when they inherited them from their grandparents. They do want to do all that, but the things you mentioned, for instance, and they do believe that political correctness is a threat to our way of life. And these very strong numbers support these things that the left wants to mislabel as white nationalist or white supremacist or Nazi or neo-Nazi or KKK. Those ideas aren't any of those things. That is simply common sense, what Jared Taylor calls race realism. It's simply common sense. Most white people do have common sense. Now, here is what the left has done successfully for a long time. They have managed to equate, and this is a mistake made at Charlottesville. Those ideas are very, very popular. There's another idea which is extremely unpopular, and that idea is Adolf Hitler. That idea is extremely unpopular. It's the most unpopular idea on the American political scene. This is just a fact. This is a verifiable, easily ascertained, ask your friends, look at a poll. It's really easy. This is the mistake made at Charlottesville. If you, and this is what the left wants to do. This is what the SPLC has been doing. This is their stock in trade. They've been doing it since they were founded, or I don't know if they go before World War II, but for the last more than half century, this has been their stock in trade. Equate white common sense with Hitler. Make the one, which is very popular and which will save us, equate it with the other, Hitler, which is very unpopular. And if you can succeed in making that association, you will prevent white common sense from breaking out into the open.
Well, that's now, why I think it's important not to try to sell National Socialism
yes.
at the same time as preserving Confederate monuments, stopping the immigration invasion. Basically, in my opinion, Adolf Hitler was another place, another time. I think he did great things for his country, but he didn't create an ideology that for export. It was to deal with specifically German problems. And I don't think we should be running around with swastikas and I don't think that's the way to go.
Okay, and you're certainly right about that.
I would
put my own spin, which is an additional sort of different spin on that or view, and that is this, that. And this is a mistake made at Charlottesville, it's made over and over again in websites and organizations that call themselves white nationalists. And I'm just going to use the term pro-white. Pro-white. The average American is pro-white. They're not white nationalists. And the reason they don't want to call themselves white nationalists, the term has been made toxic by websites. Paul, I've done this for years and years, asking people to take swastikas off of their avatars, telling them, please don't have a screen name like, Smoky Mountain SS, I mean, that's an actual case. I had a poster, his screen name was Smoky Mountain SS. He has since become an informer for the SPLC. Oh. And that's great, isn't it? He threatened to kill me on the phone. I persuaded him in my naive days, before I understood what was going on here, I persuaded him to change his screen name to Davy Crockett. I rue the day I did that. I should have just left it at Smoky Mountain SS and banned him. As simple as that.
I've got something on Roy Moore.
Okay, great. Coming up, folks, stay tuned. We'll be right back.
are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We're back, folks. Thanks for tuning us in here on our Sunday Spectacular. This is the American Freedom Party Report. Combined with the Trump phenomenon, I'm James Kelso. Paul Fromm's with us in Canada and George on the East Coast. Paul just mentioned he's got an update on Roy Moore. What do you got?
Yeah, actually, this got caught in my spam, and I'm glad I eyeballed it. It's from the Judge Moore's organization, and it's a money bomb. They're trying to raise $300,000 to, and they've raised about a half of that to counteract a really vicious campaign. And he says the Chambers of Commerce steps up support for Lucas Strange as Alabama race enters its final leg. The U.S. Chamber of Commerce, says Judge Moore, the establishment's top advocate for illegal immigration and amnesty, just dropped $140,000 into Alabama for another round of carefully crafted ads to deceive voters and into supporting Mitch McConnell's handpicked crony. That's strange. They are even flooding mailboxes across the state with establishment propaganda over the next 9 days. And Judge Moore says, I spent 15 years on the front lines fighting against two of the most radical left-wing attack groups in the entire country, the ACLU and the Southern Poverty Law Center. But he says this is the most vicious and well-funded attack that I've been up against. So it highlights who his enemies are. The Chamber of Commerce, they want cheap immigration. They want cheap labor. They don't care whether it's legal or illegal. And they are the absolute sworn enemies of white working Americans. And so I conversely, I see our champion, or the champion of middle class and working class Americans, as being Judge Roy Moore. But they are the enemies pulling out all the stops.
Yeah, I'm looking at it. Let me just see here. Gee, Mindy Christmas. Yeah, these ads are very false. I'll see if I can't find. I'll see if I can't find these for you in a later show, folks. This requires some careful research. But the let me just that's a very good update, Paul. And I left a hanging thought there before the break. Let me just fill it out. Because I didn't connect it to Donald Trump, and that's what this show is about, really, after all. What did Donald Trump do when he came down the escalator and then continue to do for the next 2 years, right up to this very moment as president of the United States? What he did was these positive opinions about preserving our people, Paul, and you've always used the slogan, for our people, that's so successfully. That is what Donald Trump tapped into, folks. He, that great sentiment among, you know, a couple hundred million white people in America that we're being dispossessed, you know, that our the world that we knew is being destroyed. No politician had tapped into that. It was sitting there wide open, ready, available. Those 16 other candidates who ran against Donald Trump, let's forget about the Democrats, the 16 other Republicans, not one of them tapped into that. Not one of them had the eyes to see or the will to know even that this was out there. They were talking about everything and anything except what white people cared about. Donald Trump came down the escalator and he said, bam, Let's get some borders in this country. Bam, let's save our jobs. You know, bam, let's stop building up China. Let's make America first. That's what white America wanted to hear. Now, here's where white nationalists have made this colossal blunder ever since George Lincoln Rockwell, who is revered. This is sad to say. He is revered among white nationalists. This is, to me, this has been always been mind-boggling. I thought, what's wrong? What are these people thinking? Okay, a guy who creates the American Nazi Party right after World War II. This is a guaranteed kamikaze 90 degrees into the ground. White America doesn't like Hitler. It doesn't like the Third Reich. It never has. It never will. To build a political movement on a belief that it would is, as I said, 90 degrees into the ground. We got a little break. We'll be right back. Stay tuned.
Best of the free life is still yet to come. The good times ain't over for good.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Okay, nurse, let's get this man to the ER stat.
Right away, doctor.
We see this every day. Heart attack or angina pain due to blocked and clogged arteries. Chelation can remove obstructions or blockages from arteries and help avoid painful and expensive surgery. Now there's Angioprim. It's a liquid oral chelation product that you take with juice. You start to feel the results fast. Angioprim increases blood flow all over the body, and that means more energy and strength to take on the day with less aches and pains. 60 years of research has gone into chelation. And Angioprim is the result, a safe and easy way to unblock your veins and arteries from buildup that slow circulation.
Paging Dr. Jones, please report to the emergency room right away.
Log on now for a special radio offer from Angioprim. That's angioprim.com/radio. Angioprim. angioprim.com/radio or call 877-882-7221. That's 877-882-7221.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Extendivite really works. Just listen to what some people have to say.
About 6 months ago, my wife bought Extendivite. She didn't tell me she was giving it to me. So after about 3 days, I said, maybe the weather's changed or something. I said, my legs feel really good. And she goes, well, I've been giving you this stuff, and it was the Extendivite. And you know that I'm about 75% better. I can actually climb stairs now, and I can get up out of chairs. I can even get down, and, I got to work under a table or a computer table and work on a computer. I can actually get back up off the floor. You know what? It's an amazing product. I didn't think anything short of having surgery was going to help.
Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid. Call now. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
It's time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman mobile marketing app, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting 2 people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com now or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540. Get the I Can Get To. That's I-C-A-N-G-E-T, the number 2, Silent Salesman app at appsapart.com. That's appsapart.com.
Some folks call me a ramblin' man. I do a lot of thumbing and kicking cans, and it wouldn't do an ounce of good to call my name. 'Cause daddy's name wasn't Willie Woodrow, and I wasn't born and raised in no ghetto. Just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. Well, I'm out to find me a wealthy woman.
We're back, folks, and we got about half an hour of show left, and we are going to get to our Florida folks here. Ed, and let's see, who do we got left in Florida here? Tom is back. Tom and Ed, we're going to get to you, gentlemen, shortly here. And the, but, you know, just to, we just got Tom. We're going to go to Tom. The point being, folks, that Donald Trump, this tidal wave of white sentiment, of wanting to say, obviously, white people, we don't want to die. We don't want to go away. We don't want everything that our people and our ancestors, our grandparents, and all of our progenitors have. We don't want that all to go away. Of course not. You know, we are a really intelligent people who love who we are. So that's not what to tie that, to put that in a package with Adolf Hitler is the dream come true of the SPLC and the dream come true of the Anti-Defamation League. That's what they've been trying to do. So every time they find somebody who is willing to zig heil, like Matt Heimbach, they instantly proclaim him the national leader of all these white racists. Even if the guy's only been around the scene for 12 months, he's now the national leader. Or if Richard Spencer does the same thing, he's now the national leader of these crazy people, the white Nazis. And anything having to do with being pro-white is Nazi. And normal white people run away from that. 99.7 or 8 or 9% run away from that. And that's a mistake that's been made for decade after decade. Donald Trump, I don't know if he stumbled upon this or if it's an act of genius on his part, but he spoke the truths that were in that poll that you just cited, Paul. White people want to live. Merle Haggard just said, I'm just a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. But Merle Haggard didn't put in there Zig Heil. He just said, I'm a white boy looking for a place to do my thing. That program works. That program will sell to white people. Donald Trump discovered it. He won the presidency with it. And there are other people supporting, you know, kind of helping to keep this thing going, like Laura Ingraham and Sean Hannity. And, you know, all these other people I keep mentioning, and Roy Moore. So we've got a case coming up here on Saturday. I apologize for my misstep there with the egg on my face of thinking that Donald Trump's tweet had disappeared. So apparently this Huntsville event is still on. The drama still continues. And now a very dramatic caller, Tom in Florida, you're on the air. Go ahead, Tom. I've kept him waiting for an hour.
Come in, Tom.
He may have expired.
This is Tom in Utah, James.
Let's go to Tom in Utah. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, this may seem like it's off the subject, but it may be right on. I've been visually impaired since I was readjusted in D.C., so I hadn't been able to follow through on a little bit of information I was given by a good person in D.C., which is kind of a rarity, you know. But they implied that some of this Browning of America, if you want to call it that, was actually set up in a meeting in Iron Mountain in 1974. And I've not been able to research that myself, so I'm wondering if anybody has some understanding of what occurred at that gathering of the elite. As far as I know, it was Iron Mountain sometime in 1974, and they were including the facilitation of the illegal immigration factor.
I got you, Tom. Let me give you simpler explanations. I think simpler explanations are much more powerful, ones that are prima facie. They're just obvious out there, okay? What has done us in, like, why are all these people who aren't white coming into America? It's not because of a meeting in Iron Mountain. It's because they all want to be here. By the billions, they want to be here. And can you blame them? How many people, what percentage of India's 1.3 billion people would rather be in Santa Monica, California? I would say 100%. What percent of Mexico's, I don't know their current population, 200 million, 100 million, what percentage of those Mexicans would rather be in Huntsville, Alabama? I would say 100%. And you could just go around the world that way. What percentage of all of the blacks in the entire continent of Africa would rather be transported across the Atlantic and live in the United States? I would say 100%. So they want to be here. Now, whose fault is it that we didn't, and they're coming. They are coming. They will all coming. They will all keep coming until what happens? Well, until Tom, they're in Utah, and you, me here, and George and Paul, until we stop them.
That's right.
It's as simple as that, until we stop them. Now, whose fault is it that we have now spent decades not stopping them? Well, guess what, folks? It's convenient, and it makes you feel better to say it's somebody else's fault, like guys in Iron Mountain. But no, it's our fault. We failed to defend ourselves. So, like, you know, if somebody, you know, if I failed to defend my family, You know, it's me. It's not somebody else at Iron Mountain that caused me to brainwash me so I didn't defend my own family. And people came and kicked in my front door and were, you know, ransacking my house and making off with my family. No, we have to defend ourselves. Donald Trump tapped into that. But, I mean, you know, white people waking up and acting simply on slogans like America First, make America great again, keep our jobs here, you know, take care of unemployed. Donald Trump said this in many rallies. He said, well, you know, you've got these DACA people, you know, but what about unemployed Americans? Should we take care of them first, actual American citizens who are unemployed?
Or for that matter, should we take care of them at all?
Yeah, exactly. Well, better point, George. Absolutely. Should we? Why the hell should we be taking care of any of them at all?
And yeah, you put a little emphasis that, you know, the other side, essentially the Democratic Party, they would rather do anything under the sun except help white Americans.
Yes. And another thing that Donald Trump did that tapped into this power, this tidal wave of white resentment that we're being destroyed, is when Donald Trump got colorful with his language. And he used terms like damn it and hell and, you know, that there's a meaning to using language that way, that Donald Trump, this is not superfluous. Donald Trump, when people are passionate, they're angry, they're upset, they don't use academic terminology and, you know, church conversation. They use, you know, damn it. And what the hell is going on? And Donald Trump talked that way in the campaign. And that connected with Mr. and Mrs. Average, you know, white America, mainstream salt of the earth, red-blooded. And that's the formula that wins and works. So Tom in Utah, that's your answer. Did it happen in 74 at Iron Mountain? No, it didn't. Now, are there particular groups? Well, hang on, Tom. Are there particular groups of people, some of them very nasty, who want America overwhelmed, who hate us, who want our borders open? Yes, there are. Absolutely. You know, the SPLC and the ADL, I think a large percentage of their staff would love the idea of America being simply overwhelmed and going down the drain. But if you attribute to them the responsibility, if you say they did it to us, We weren't neglectful. We didn't let our guard down. We didn't fail to defend ourselves. Those guys over there at Iron Mountain, they did it to us. Well, now, Tom, you're in a thumb-sucking position waiting for the guys in Iron Mountain to change their mind and let you breathe again. No, you take charge of your life. And that's what America did when 63 million of us voted for Donald Trump. We said, hey, we're taking charge. We want our country back. And that's all that's been needed all along, not some, you know, just straight up. And the way I've been doing it on the Internet for 20 years, I've been using Charles Lindbergh as my mascot. I've been saying, you know, I've been using him as a model. Here's a red-blooded American hero who believes all the great things that were in that survey you talked about white people caring about saving themselves. You know, and marrying others like themselves and, you know, keeping their civilization going. And Donald Trump, notice he uses those forbidden words. He keeps talking about Western he uses the forbidden words, the civilized world. He did it just last week talking about 9/11, that we're trying to preserve the civilized world. That's politically incorrect language. And that was one of the questions, Paul, is that, you know, America, 59% think political correctness is threatening our society. And Donald Trump, in one of his recent tweets, he connects. Watch out! Watch him connect on that. Here he is. He says. It's coming up here. The travel ban. This is a tweet on September 15th, and he retweeted his own tweet. The travel ban. He wanted to say this again. The travel ban. I didn't understand this. This is a tweet today, retweeting the September 15th. He says the travel ban into the United States should be far larger, tougher, and more specific. But stupidly, that would not be politically correct. Bingo! Bingo, bango, bongo. Donald Trump hit the nail right on the head right there with that tweet. And that's all he needs to do to keep winning with white folks in America and non-white folks who have their heads screwed on straight, who understand that it is in their interest living in this great white nation to keep it a great white nation. That otherwise, like the, what you decided, Paul, 2041, us going into a majority non-white nation, that ends the party. Now we're down there with Brazil. You know, we will start looking like and being like Brazil when we sink into a majority non-white morass, and we no longer. And that's, this is where Ann Coulter said the last president ever. Once we sink into that, you know, Donald Trump will go out in 2024. That's not that far behind 2041. That's really close. After you let enough of the third world into the United States, you will not be able to elect a white president again. It will be mathematically impossible. And so to speak, not mathematically, politically, it will be politically impossible. But anyway, Tom in Utah, thank you for calling, my friend.
By the way, James?
Yes?
The reason I was encouraged to look at that, they set up the mechanism by which we would be the pawns. We would be the ones to facilitate, in our own choices, the browning of America. So anybody who knows about that, I'm asking you, please, get hold of me by going to the bottom of my website and talking to me. You know, and then we can actually expose the mechanisms and then find out what we are doing to actually facilitate this.
Yeah. Well, yes, but see, what we as white folks should have done all along. George, what's that great industrial facility in Schaumburg, Illinois? Is it Motorola? It was Motorola in Schaumburg, Illinois. When the people, when they started taking the beautiful machinery off the floor and unbolting it and putting on rail cars at the Motorola factory in Schaumburg, which was a huge factory. What white America, you and me, Tom, and the rest of us, we should have been there at the gate, you know, saying, hell no. Hell no. That my grandfather worked on that lathe. My father worked on that milling machine. And over my dead body, are you going to take that, put it on rail cars, and ship it to Mexico and China? That's what we should have done all along. And, I'm getting to the why, Tom. Why didn't we do that? Well, because of partly because of our virtues. We're so damn nice. We are the nice race. We try to be polite and sweet and agreeable and popular with everybody. This is a trait, Kevin McDonald has talked about it. It's biologically hardwired into us. It worked really well in the ice ages in Northern Europe. It was a wonderful trait to have. It helped you survive. It's a terrible trait to have in the modern world that Charles Lindbergh wrote about in his essay, Aviation, Geography, and Race, where he talked about a world where transportation would give everybody access to everywhere else in the world. And then if you don't have borders and you have this attitude of wanting to be popular and everybody's going to like you and you don't want anybody to frown, you're going to get blindsided. You're going to get overwhelmed by all of these other very aggressive peoples in the world who don't share that genetic trait. They're not trying to be nice. They don't want to be popular with us. They want our goodies. They want our women. They want our country. And they're taking it. Well, Tom, thank you very much.
Well, I just wanted to say that we have been playing.
Yeah? Go ahead, Tom.
No, I'm just going to say we have been played through the mechanisms of that meeting to facilitate the invasion.
Well, okay. I mean, you could say that meeting, but see, I kind of want to, again, this is just
me. If they keep us ignorant, we'll make choices not knowing that we are actually facilitating that ruining of our own country.
Oh, good point. Good point. And by the way, I think that's operative right now with this great man, Donald John Trump. I think what I have read is that General John Kelly is filtering the information that goes to Donald Trump. He is responsible for the firing of Keith Schiller, who was Donald Trump's, was an avenue, a conduit of information to Donald Trump for people like Ann Coulter and Sean Hannity. So Donald Trump has been insulated into a cocoon, an information cocoon, and this has to be broken through. And speaking of this rally that now appears to be happening again in Huntsville, I'm hoping that Donald Trump will be there with us, the people. Remember I said, how about a chant like, read our lips, read our lips. Remember the famous phrase was read my lips, the fatal phrase for George Bush Sr. How about read our lips? We're chanting to you, Donald Trump. Now you're right there.
Destroy them.
No amnesty. Are we running out of time? No, we've got one more segment left. I got to say goodbye to you, Tom, in Utah. We'll be right back. Maybe one more call, final comments, right after this break.
NutriMedical's Calm Mind supports a relaxed mood and helps to support your brain neurotransmitter, helps lower blood pressure, helps to make you feel calm all day long, and helps to make it easier to go to sleep. Calm Mind contains GABA. It also contains xanthine and L-theanine, an amino acid from green tea. And it contains myo-inositol, a special B vitamin. Because it's such high quality, it really works amazingly for anxiety, panic attack, and for depression. Get Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com, NutriMedical.com, or 888-212-8871. The special studies that have been done on Calm Mind show that it helps to stabilize the neurons in the brain, lower the autonomic nervous system that raises blood pressure, and it helps to support normal calming activity throughout the body. That means you're going to have much higher energy level, much more stable mood, be able to tolerate stress better, and it helps to stabilize blood sugar as well. So order Calm Mind at NutriMedical.com.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more, plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Why don't we liberate these United States? We're the ones who need it worst. Let the rest of the world help us for change, and let's rebuild America first. Our highways and bridges are falling
apart.
Who's blessed and
who's been cursed? We're back, folks, and I'll tell you who has been blessed. Donald Trump, And folks in Houston who did just receive the $1 million that Donald Trump said he pledged that he would donate to victims of the hurricane in Houston. Here's the story. It's at the Washington Examiner, which is one of the media websites that actually is getting a lot of traffic. Nothing like Breitbart, but here's they point this out. President Trump made good on his promise to donate $1 million to Harvey relief efforts. The president sent 12 checks to organizations helping Texas and Louisiana recover. And here's who got the checks, just satisfy your curiosity. Salvation Army and the American Red Cross each got a $300,000 check. Reach Out America and the Samaritan's Purse, two Christian relief organizations, $100,000 checks. And eight other groups, ASPCA, that's the American Society for the Prevention of Cruelty to Animals, Catholic Charities, Direct Relief, Habitat for Humanity, the Houston Humane Society, and Operation Blessing, and something else called Team Rubicon, and something called Port Light, also received $25,000 checks. So there you go. Donald Trump, a man of his word, said I'd give a million. There are the checks right there. So a little bit of good news to end the show on tonight. And thank you very much, everybody, for listening. Boy, we've covered an awful lot here today. And a lot of it we've just sort of opened. This is a show where we've opened a lot of questions here. I opened the question earlier. I'll come back to it. Is the president being blackmailed? That's a hard question to ask. I think it needs to be asked. I'll tell you what, if I were someone who was being blackmailed, I would be very happy if somebody out there who was trying to support me would ask the question. And then the response to this great man, if you're being blackmailed, we're behind you. Just let us know who's doing it and we'll clobber them. I opened that topic. Then I opened up this the strange story of Luther Strange, you know, and this rally coming up in Huntsville. This is going to be really something. I am on tenterhooks here. I don't know how this is going to turn out. I don't know if folks like our friend there in Huntsville and other supporters of Roy Moore will be there. How are they going to react to a big endorsement of Luther Strange, who's a swamp monster, a swamp creature? Stay tuned, folks. There'll probably be more update on all these questions that we'll share with you tomorrow night on our Monday program. Paul, thank you. George, thank you. Thank you.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
listening to Republic.